Proclamation number 2797, dated the July 4th, 1943. Strength of the Divine Word. Prophet. The Lord's return. Everyone will noticeably feel the strength of the Divine Word when the last days come. Many threads lead from the kingdom of the beyond to earth. God conveys His word to people everywhere who partly hear it mentally or as the inner voice, and His word will give strength to people everywhere. But even where the directly imparted word is conveyed to fellow human beings, it will make them stronger if they devoutly accept it and allow themselves to be affected by it. For it is certain that God will not leave His own without help at a time when afflictions and adversities are rife and which requires tremendous strength. And therefore He blesses His word with His strength so that all who hear it become aware of this strength if they believe. God's adversary will exercise all his power and try to pull everything down that won't offer him resistance. However, the Word of God is the best defense against him. The Word of God protects a person from his onslaughts, since God himself is with the person in his Word and the enemy is powerless against him. If the human being believes, then he will not need to fear anything, irrespective of what will happen to him. The world will certainly use any means in order to shake his faith. It will want to force him into renouncing it. Yet God's word is stronger than the world. Anyone in possession of it will ignore its voice, for he is closer to God than to the world and is permeated by his strength. But the human being will also remain in contact with God through his word. In the last days, however, someone will appear who will loudly and distinctly preach the word of God to people. He will be guided by God's Spirit and God's Spirit will express itself through him. His words will be impressive and even within the adversary's ranks not remain without effect. Those who belong to the world will pursue him but be unable to harm him until his mission on earth has been fulfilled. He will proclaim the Lord's second coming. He will reproach people's way of life and inform them of things which are new to them. He will encourage them to love and criticize the heartlessness with sharp words. His speeches will be forthright and aim to win people over for the kingdom of God. And the strength coming forth from his words will verify the truth of what he is preaching. God himself will speak through the mouth of his servant on earth and many will recognize his voice. Yet eventually he will be captured. For Satan will incite the people who are enslaved by him to seize him. Then the Lord's coming will be imminent, for then the heartlessness on earth will have reached its peak and even the believers will be at great risk of beginning to waver. Then the Lord himself will come to take his own home, to save them from the enmity of those who are enslaved by the darkness. And things will come to pass which are beyond people's imagination. Amen.